This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Philip C. And in the studio with me today, this beautiful morning, is Tan Chen Li and Wong Xiaoning. You're listening to The Morning Run. You know, as we saw, just now, Green Territory, they didn't basically take their cue overnight from the US because US markets were all in the downward negative territory. The Dow, S&P 500 and Nasdaq all down 0.3%. Now, to help us unpack on what's moving markets, we speak to Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group. Good morning, Jack. US inflation, that number just came out overnight by the most since 1981 to 8.5%. Have we reached peak inflation?
Yeah, good morning, and apologies for missing this morning. It was an interesting note. I mean, it was a little bit below expectations, but it just shows you how persistent and how non-transitory inflation has been. And I think the market is trying to swallow the Fed's response here, and it looks like it's going to be an aggressive response. And, you know, every time we feel like we're starting to get out of, you know, look at, you know, the global economy starting to put some deflationary pressures, you know, we get things like the Russia-Ukraine saga, and you were just commenting about, you know, shipping and containers. It looks like it's going to be persistent, and that means we're going to see a more aggressive Fed than we probably already priced in, and that's where the market is. But inflation is here, and it's certainly here to stay at this point in time, and everybody's having to adjust on the run. And you can see that in the volatility of markets that we're seeing over the last month and since the start of the year. And that's probably going to be the tale of this year. Buckle up and expect more volatility as we go along.
The Nasdaq 100 lost nearly $1 trillion in market cap over the last week. No matter which way you cut it, investors are getting out of technology stocks. So are you one of them? Are you still staying in the tech train?
Yeah, I mean, 100, you're right about that. And we saw it off some of the big names. You know, even these quality, big mega cap tech names were also flogged. And again, you know, we're pricing in higher oil overnight and in the last couple of weeks, higher inflation and higher interest rates. Look, I've been cautious for the last couple of months. We talked about this about 6 or 7 weeks ago, where we reduced our positions into cash. And then we saw that big rally in the Nasdaq, which we completely missed out. And we're feeling a little bit better about ourselves right now. I continue to believe that tech will outplay and outperform most sectors over the long term. If you want to take back, you know, a 14 or 15 year cycle, you can see that. I'm starting to get a little bit, you know, I wouldn't say itchy, but starting to feel like there is some buying around these areas after this dip, only because of the long-term performance, but also in terms of the short-term, what we saw in terms of the rebound of the Nasdaq, you know, not only 6 weeks ago when we saw a 14% rally in the space of 2 weeks. So I think that buying the dip mentality will eventually come back in. And I'd like to look at buying some of these more quality names. And it's not nothing out of the box. Names like Microsoft, names like Alphabet, who I think will do well regardless of the economic environment. So, we're going to be getting back in the market over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be looking at the tech sector specifically.
So, Jack, are you saying buy the market leaders, those who have pricing power in terms of the tech space?
Yeah, pricing power, very well diversified, enormous amounts of cash, and can live through any, you know, recessionary effect that we will have. We often when we talk about recessionary environments, we're looking at, you know, non-discretionary items, consumer staples, you know, supermarket, healthcare. Well, I argue big tech is almost non-discretionary now, right? You can't do anything in your life without the use of some type of big tech platform, in my opinion. I know me personally. So I still think they'll do really well. And I think people will fly to quality at that point in time. So they're the names I'd be concentrating on, and they're the names we'll be buying over the next couple of weeks.
You know, Jack, they say it's a week is very long in politics. I think that also goes without saying for markets. So I want to get your perspective about what the China government had committed to do a month ago, right, where it said it was committed to stabilize stock markets and boost economic growth. Have you seen the results of that effort?
I mean, we certainly saw it on the day, right? But since then, we really haven't seen it. I mean, we've seen continued Chinese markets continue to be plagued by uncertainty, a lot of global politics, and now you've got the re-emergence of COVID and, you know, cities like Shanghai being shut down and people told not to leave their houses. You know, the people will know the story about the boy crying wolf, and you can only cry wolf so many times. And I kind of feel like that card was used, and it's very hard to use that again to try to boost their markets. I mean, they're just going through a lot of issues at the moment, plus an overarching tech regulation, which we kind of thought was a little bit over, but we continue to see moves on some of these major names within the tech sector there and the economy. And plus you've got a geopolitical stage that they've, you know, firmly involved in when you look at the Russia-Ukraine situation. I mean, they have a lot to grapple with at this point in time. You know, their PMI numbers did come out last week. You know, they weren't necessarily that bad. I don't think they'd have the same inflationary problems that the rest of the world has got. So there are some green shoots there, but there are certainly some issues that they're facing and some long-term possible structural issues they are going to have to deal with right now. But, you know, look, there are some really good parts of the Chinese economy that I think are doing well. And if you look at the A-share market, that kind of shows you what that's happening. But the Chinese government has been a very good manager of their economy for quite a long time. They're also grappling with, you know, a property market that's, you know, being unraveling very quickly there. So it's kind of a wait and see approach. But, I still believe they'll do what they need to do to ensure that there's some stability in their capital markets. And while we haven't seen a massive bounce up, we have started to see some sideways movement there, which hopefully is indicative of a move up going forward.
So the share prices of two major food delivery platforms in this region, Meituan and Grab, have also plummeted in recent months. Can you explain why their stocks have been shunned?
Yeah, well, pick your poison. I mean, it's hard to believe Grab was valued as a $40 billion SPAC after the move that they've made. It's a bit of a tale of two halves or tale of two different stories. I'll comment about Meituan for a moment. I mean, firstly, you're dealing with an overarching tech regulation. The second thing that they were hit with just 6 weeks ago was a move by the regulator there to cap the cost of merchants using their platform, and also to cap delivery fees while also combining with a wage upgrade for delivery drivers. If you look at their revenue, a major chunk of their revenue is from food and grocery delivery. So that's hurt them. And they're also part of this, you know, tech reg movement by the Chinese government. And then you have the news about, you know, possible ADRD listings and this unraveling of the US and China stock market. Now, they have an unlisted ADR in China, in the US. So it doesn't affect them specifically on that, but it's the overarching theme of that that's happening there. Plus, they're facing some increased competition from the likes of LME and some new players in China who have taken advantage of this, you know, anti-monopoly move by the Chinese government and the Chinese regulator. So, you know, that's that situation there. In terms of Grab, sorry, mate, were you going to jump in there? In terms of Grab, you have a combination, I think, of what, you know, we have to say now was an overvalued SPAC or an IPO, whatever you want to call it. And then you've had, you know, GMVs are down year on year. And what the market didn't like about its last report was the amount of incentives they're using to continue to grow their business across the space. So plus you are in the midst of, we're not going to buy anything where it's, invested growth or costs, and the market is moving towards, you know, more of these sustainable names in that movement. And they've been caught up with a bad timing there. So I still believe that Grab is in the number one place to be Asia's super app. You know, I look at some of the deals that they've done in the last 6 months, something like the McDonald's deal to use the app through that, the Starbucks deal throughout Southeast Asia.
Right.
So there are some really good points about this, but you're stuck in a market that doesn't want to pay for growth at all costs, and they've been absolutely punished for it.
Thank you, Jack. That was Jack Kuzi, Director of Strategy for VFS Group, reminding us to pick our poison very carefully when it comes to tech stocks. But he did, you know, kind of make the reference to say that there is that flight for quality. But very key now is, what is quality in this market?
Cash, cash, cash. And recession-proof businesses. I think that's the big difference.
And I think that is the big question we all have to ask ourselves. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.